Welcome to the Chromecast, the official podcast from Chrome Unboxed, where we unpack everything from hardware to software in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS, so that you can be more informed on all the latest updates, changes, and devices.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Chromecast. It's been a minute. There goes Honey.
Now she's going to chill.
What's she going to do? What are you doing, honey bun? Yeah, last week we didn't do an episode because I was in California.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, time has been weird.
Time has been very strange. Like, I went on that trip.
And then now it's Thanksgiving week.
Right.
So it's been really weird. I spent all day yesterday thinking that the next day was going to be Sunday.
My whole week has been totally messed up. It's weird. But we're back. My name's Joe. That other voice over there is Robbie.
That's about three quarters of my voice.
Yeah, that's true. Was that part of the... Because we were going to do...
The last podcast I was... It was the beginning of this.
Yeah, because I...
You're losing my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's been fun. We just released a new video.
Yeah.
And Joe did it.
I had
no voice. I sounded way worse than this.
If you watch the video and you're like, that doesn't look like Robbie, it's not. It's me.
It is. It is. I swear it is.
What if we did, what if we just told everyone that was just an AI version of you?
It's my AI render.
Why does your AI render look exactly like Joe?
I don't know.
That's weird. This is kind of strange. Yeah, I mean, we did the CapCut video a couple weeks ago, which was fun. So I was on camera for that one. I'm coming out from behind the camera.
Yeah, I mean, it was met with high praise.
Yeah,
other people said you need to be on camera more often.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. That video was a bit of a, as I was telling you earlier, like a bit of a voyage of discovery, because like I knew what I wanted to say, but I didn't have exactly like a script. You know, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to say, so it took me longer to film.
And that was a very meta.
Yeah, I was editing a thing that would. Oh man! By the way, I still need to put out the actual video that I edited in the CapCut video.
Oh yeah.
But we did a video on how to edit. We did a video about how to edit video on your Chromebook with CapCut online video editor.
Yeah.
And then this week Robbie's voice was out, so I was like, all right, let's get a script together and I'll go knock it out.
Yeah.
And it was so much easier with a script.
Yeah. You see now.
It's just
on the other side of
so
it.
So much
like,
easier.
And there's a lot of times Joe's like, maybe you can just bullet point this.
We can just like bullet point and roll with it.
I'd rather spend the time up front and write the script. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like it's just so much more concise. The process of filming is so much easier with a script. And once you learn how to read them and talk at the same time, it really does help. Like, it helps me a lot.
And I think one thing that I kind of did this as I was just reading, but like having your script, but then having a little room for ad lib or like a little room at the end where it's like, you know, you can kind of go off the cuff a little bit. And as I was getting in the flow, you can kind of read and do that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, you know, I don't know. There's maybe like a hybrid
skill.
Yeah.
Like the more you do it, the more you can almost see everything on the screen. And it helps when you write the script.
Because you're almost like looking through the script.
You've ingested it a little bit. You've already thought through it. Like you see a whole chunk of text and your brain can kind of just go, you need to say that thing. And if you're not sure what to say or you don't have anything extra to add, you just read the script. But you can also, it's very strange, but you can also just kind of go off and say other things too, you know, that aren't there, and I don't know, it's weird. It's a weird thing to get used to, but you do.
Yeah, it was fun. So go check it out. We did this one that we just put out today is is kind of I guess a buying guide, you could call it, buying advice. Yeah. If you're looking for a deal and you see all of these Chromebook deals out there right now, I mean, it's crazy. Like, there's Chromebook deals everywhere.
It's if you just go by the price, it's just sometimes you get yourself in a situation where, you might be saving $10, but you're not saving $10. You're buying a device that is so inferior to the one that's $10 more. If you just know what you're looking for, mm-hmm. a handful of tips can kind of make you much more adept at going, okay, I see 10 deals in my price range, and I can quickly sort these out and make the right choice without having to go ask somebody. Now, we still get questions all the time. People are like, I got this. And so that's kind of why we made the video, is, hopefully it lets you be a little more autonomous. And I know that, we publish a lot of deals, and so even our website can be a source of a little bit of confusion. Because we're trying to surface those deals almost as like a news. Like, hey, before it goes away, don't miss this. Draw your attention to this thing. But as looking at our deals section on the website, it's not like it's this clear, defined thing. Like, it's just all the deals that are out there. And so, it's like we now have the new best deals of today. I'm going to do my best for every day to go through and clean that thing up. And it's real concise. And it's like, here's the best stuff that's on sale today, and let the deal post be more of those news, almost news-like. Like, it's just going to get a hold of somebody who wasn't even looking, or had thought, like, I'm thinking about buying a Chromebook, and this comes across their Discover, or, they see it. It's that kind of thing, social media stuff, versus if you're coming to Chrome Unbox looking for a deal, this is a place for you to land, if you already came here with the intent to find a deal. So we kind of have all that stuff in place now. I feel like it's a lot better for our readers and stuff to come and get educated, but also if you don't want to get educated, just go at the thing. But even then, like right now, there's 12 deals in that post because there's so many things on sale. Even then, you need to know kind of what you're looking at so that you can go make the choice for yourself. There's going to be a lot of days in the coming weeks and months where that thing will have four Chromebooks on it, and then that's it.
Deals, yeah. It's you still have to, like, people always ask us, like, well, what's the best Chromebook? Well, I've got four or five questions for you to get to what you actually need. I was messaging my mother-in-law this morning about trying to figure out what exactly she wanted. She had found this. She was looking at the Surface Pro 9, tablet detachable, and I'm not totally sure if she had really thought through like what it means to actually use a detachable. And so we're talking through that, and it's like it's just tough, like. You have to kind of work through a process, and if you have a guideline, and we laid that out in this video, if you have kind of that guideline, you can at least filter down your choices to maybe three or four instead of looking at a list of 20 and being overwhelmed. So go check it out. Yeah, I was on camera. It was fun. Let's dive into our topic for today. We're going to try something a little different. We're going to do these one topic episodes, because normally, as we were sitting and kind of looking at it, we were like, normally the podcast is two topics.
Big topics.
And we'll probably do that with this show still. We'll maybe throw in a few little random things, and then we'll get to the topic. And so, we're going to try doing just topic-specific episodes. So
Maybe doing a couple a week instead.
And splitting them up. Yeah, so that way you get a little bit more of a digestible episode instead of having to listen to an hour and 10 minutes.
Right.
You can take this, 25, 30, 35-minute episode. I'm throwing out numbers that I don't know if we'll hit. We'll see what happens. Today's topic is something that you discovered this morning that cannot go unreported, cannot go ignored, is what I meant to say.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I don't love getting on and sharing negative stuff about Chromebooks or Chrome OS. Like, we're on Google's team, I think, here. Not officially, obviously, but we're fans of Chromebooks.
And
I don't want to ever come across as like the jaded reporter that, I'm trying to cut to the quick and, get the
scoop on
all the nasty stuff that's going on. You won't believe this. Like, we're not that. I want Chromebooks to succeed. I love Chromebooks. I love cloud computing, and so we come at it from that angle. But I also don't want to. When something comes across my desk that is impossible to ignore and a problem.
Yeah.
That people need to be aware of. So like, we want to be helpful too.
Because there's someone out there noticing this and being like, what the heck is going on?
Right. Yeah. They don't know what's going on. So they're searching for it. And I mean, obviously we run a business too. So we want to be part of the answer. You know, when somebody has a question about Chromebooks, like, we want to provide that answer. And maybe there's an answer out there for this. I didn't see anything when I searched, but, so two parts to this. First, this morning, I left my Chromebook on Wednesday evening when I left. It was in deep sleep. I got here, turned it on, did my normal morning thing, got Spotify up and running. All my stuff is still open, you know, and make sure I'm just rebooting or not, or resetting some of the things that, you know, like Google Analytics has been sitting there open. Sometimes it's like hung and stuck, you know, kind of just going through and cleaning up and being ready to go. And I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, I'd written a post last week about Chrome OS 119. The Chrome browser in Chrome OS 119 is updated with Material U. And part of that is like all the surrounding stuff changes color with your Material U settings. And so it really does, it changes the look of the Chrome browser quite a bit, more than it did in Chrome OS 118, where it just changed the top bar.
Yeah, right.
And so I was like, I'm kind of tired. Like, I had this, the background and the color scheme I had in that post from last week, I still had that same setup, and I was like, yeah, I want to try something else. And so I went to go change backgrounds, and I was like, oh, I wonder what this would look like with the new Chromebook Plus backgrounds, you know? And so I went to go click it there, and I'm like,
oh no,
where are the backgrounds? I was like, that's weird. Hard to refresh, you know? Nope, they're not there. That's really weird. So I went to screensavers. Those are not there either. And I was like, this is really strange. I was like, crap. Like, what if something's going on and I'm using the Flex 5i? I'm like, this is a Chromebook Plus model, right? Like, I'm not crazy. Like, and so
you have,
and I'm
that like, wait a second.
And
where
I flip,
like,
the lid forward. I'm like, oh, this is the Chrome. Like, this is the one that we have the Chromebook Plus model of. And I'm like, okay, something's wrong. And so then I open the camera app to see if my little camera tools pop up. They don't pop up. And I was like, what is going on? So I just did a reboot. Chromebook Plus pops up on the boot screen. So I'm like, okay. I thought, who knows? Maybe it took some weird update and something broke. Not the case. And so I'm like, okay. None of my tools show up after a reboot. So I'm going to turn it off, turn it back on, turn it off, turn it back on. Same thing. No dice. And I'm like, okay. Well, I guess I'll power wash and see. You know, because at this point now I'm going, this is a problem. I'm going to have to talk about this. I'm going to go through all my steps so that I can document it and write a post. Power wash did fix it. So when the power wash was done, actually the first power wash didn't. So I went to the settings, click power wash. Do you want to reset this device? Click yes. A lot of times from there, it'll take you back to your login screen, pause for a second, and then ask you again if you want to reset the device. It took me to the login screen and then didn't do anything. And I was like, well, maybe it's stuck behind this. So I put my pin in and there I was just sitting on my home screen again. It was like, so you're not going to let me power wash it either?
Oh, you wanted a power wash? No.
We're going to get to why that probably happened here in a minute. So then I go to log out and do the hard refresh key, which I put in the post. But it's Control-Shift-R. We have a whole article and how-to about that stuff too. But so from the lock screen, once you're logged out, Control-Alt-Shift-R will push a power wash. It took it this time. And then, you know, the Chromebook Plus animation came in. I logged in, got everything going, and everything was back. Everything was fine. So I was like, okay, I don't know what that was. I don't know why that happened. It's not good. Like, it doesn't, like, there's no excuse of like, well, you know, you left your Chromebook on too long.
No.
So, you know, tent pole features on your Chromebook Plus just vanished. There's no excuse for this. So this is no good. This is a bad, bad thing.
And did you try other devices, other Chromebook Plus devices?
No, yeah. I didn't even go crack another one open.
Yeah. That one has Chromebook Plus on the lid.
Yeah. You know? We've got a couple others that we could try, but the fact that it came back after a power wash tells me somewhere cords were crossed. And again, like, I don't know what the problem was, and I don't want to act like it's not a big deal, because to me that is a big deal. Like, features should not vanish. Like, that's super weird. Now granted, Chromebook Plus features are all kind of in this one little thing. I can't remember, services.
Yeah, we've called it a container, but it's not a container.
Nah, it's just like a package. Yeah. Basically that at an OS level, the OS can say is Chromebook Plus, is not Chromebook Plus, yes or no, and that's how those features kind of get delivered. still, I don't. No explanation makes it okay for that to happen, because the end user isn't going to think about any of those things. So that was no good. We already got a response from Google on Twitter that they're looking into it. So,
which was cool.
It was cool. You know, and
good on them to be paying attention to you know, publications who are writing about their stuff.
Yeah, and so they don't want to have that stuff out there, obviously. So I don't know. About an hour went by. I was doing some other things, and it hit me. I was like, "Ooh, I wonder if, you know, there's an incremental update maybe to Chrome OS that would deal with this." So I go to cross.tech, which pulls everything from the Omaha servers. And I know some people are like, why don't you just go to the Omaha servers? But cross.tech just throws it out there in a nice, easy to parse format. It just looks good. And it's easy for me to
search and
look through the data. And I noticed real quick, that first column, stable channel Chrome OS, all 118, uh-oh, all the way down. So I'm scroll. There, nope. 119 is just gone completely. And so started looking around into that, and I don't know what's going on there either, but clearly something's wrong with Chrome OS 119 at a pretty fundamental level. Because the other weird thing that happened is after I came back after the power wash on the Flex 5, I got back logged in and everything. I'm like, cool, I'm going to do the thing I originally set out to do to start with, which is change my wallpaper and see what the colors look like on the Chrome browser. Well, the Chrome browser looked like Chrome browser from 118, and I was like, and you can tell because there's the really handy thing that I've come to really like, the little carrot up in the top left that shows you all your open tabs in a vertical alignment and then all your recently open tabs. Like, I love that because I'll close stuff too aggressively and be like, oh, that I recently had that, click it, yes, boom, it's back. I love that little thing. Well, it was gone, and I'm like, uh-oh. So we're back to 118, you know, pre-material U Chrome browser on Chrome OS 119, and I'm like, what? And so that probably should have been a clue that something was wrong on a server level, because I'm guessing some of those assets maybe get served with the, when you power wash, maybe that update tells what flags to turn on. I have no idea. But I think some of that probably caused some of the issues with Chrome OS 119 that I had still on the Flex 5i, because it's not going to, Chrome OS won't go and revert for you. Like, it won't do that. The only time it'll revert is if you rewrite your disk image. The way that most people would end up doing that is if you were in beta and you were like, I'm ready to go back to stable, I'm gonna get out of beta. Well, guess what? You got a nice surprise. You went back to 118 this morning if you did that, because 119 is not there to serve up anymore. Or if you ran into an issue and you had to write your disk image in a USB and do that method, it's not gonna magically just go backwards for you. But the fact that it's not there anymore, even if you're running 119, should probably be pretty indicative that there's something wrong with it on a pretty wide scale. Like, we've seen certain devices get knocked back to 118 because they're like, ugh, with that processor, 119 is freaking out, like, we gotta take it out. But across the board, like, for all Chromebooks, nearly 2 weeks after the updates rolled out, I don't know,
have we had that happen before?
Maybe once. It doesn't happen very often, so something
wasn't there, one
is kind of like catastrophically wrong with 119. I don't know what it is.
Didn't they do this around the Slate? Wasn't there a full rollback around
Chrome OS 70? 70 is what brought the new tablet. And I think
there was like a big rollback, I remember.
Yeah, because they shoved that out the door and it wasn't ready.
I want to say we even made a video about that. I don't remember. But I just remember us talking about that back.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it doesn't happen often, is my point. this is not.
Yeah, with as frequently as Chrome OS gets updated, you would think this would happen a little more often, to be honest. And again, I don't want to act like we're protecting Google here. I don't know. I forget. Sometimes I wonder if I'm part of the problem, because if update's late, you know, we're like, oh, it's 2-3 weeks late on this update, and I wonder what's going on. And it's like, well, we're holding it because it was borked. You know, 118 was kind of a mess coming out.
So then they're like, all right, let's try to get this stuff out.
Let's just push it out. So we don't have that bad press. And then now this is happening. And so I was like, you know, I don't want to be part of that problem either. But I also don't want people out there. Again, we, at the end of the day, we serve our readers.
Yeah.
Our readers, our viewers, our listeners.
If somebody woke up this morning and had to hop on a meet call and didn't have their,
right, the tools were gone.
Their,
like,
tools.
Going, what the heck's going on? Like, I thought this was a Chromebook Plus. This is not, especially the non-branded ones. Like, that was the one that was more worrisome for me. Like, we're sitting here telling people, like, oh, buy this Chromebook because you'll get all the Chromebook Plus features, and then they disappear. What are they left to think? You know, like, oh, well, were they lying? Like, should I not have gotten it? Is this really a grown? Like, that's a lot of questions. Again, these are tent pole features. Like, this isn't like little stuff. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, the cursor's blue now instead of green. Like, these are big features that are getting advertised. That they're in commercials right now. They're on billboards, you know, in Times Square kind of thing. And they just disappeared. And so, I don't know. Hopefully, we'll find out more. I wish we had, like, more to share. But, you know, the point of talking about this is basically to say, look, you know, like, these updates don't always go off without a hitch. And even when we think they did, like, it was like, hey, 119's here, and it rolled out great. You know, it's...
there could be underlying bugs here and there, right. And then stuff will come up, you know,
and as they test more, they go, uh-oh, like, this is critical. We've got to roll this back. The unfortunate part, again, is that I think there is a mechanism that they can actually push. I feel like one time it happened where they pushed a quote-unquote update that actually rolled back everybody. I could be wrong on that.
But that's not what's happening here.
No, that's not for now. If it's critical enough, I mean, they might have to. But yeah, like, you know, us talking about this isn't so much like, you know, shame on Google for making a mistake or whatever. It's not that at all. It's more for, you know, you guys listening to this stuff, people reading on the website that are looking for an answer that, you know, Google for updates and stuff, they're just not going to come out. It's way worse with like Android. Like, it'll take them weeks before they'll admit, like, yeah, it was messed up. Yeah, it was messed up. Like, they'll acknowledge it eventually with Chrome OS, but it's just not one of those things that most companies are going to really quickly be like, yeah, we screwed up. Like, we messed this one up real good.
We noticed an irregularity in blah, blah, blah we are looking into. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to cause, like, the sky's falling, you know, kind of situation. And I don't know. I don't think most people would freak out that much. It's not like, you know, going back to 118 is some catastrophic thing. I mean, you got the Duet 5 that has this issue. I'm checking on it every day, by the way, if you're a Duet 5 owner wanting to get updated. Which,
apparently, there are a lot of you out there because
a lot of people buy them.
One of our better kind of commerce.
It's on 116, and I used it the other day, and I'm like, hey, it's missing a couple little things that I like in the
still
later
usable.
Versions.
Yeah, still usable.
Like, it's not like you'd be better off. Yeah, you know, having it in this state right now until they fix the problem, then updating to get a couple new features and having some main things broken, like, you know, USB-C, which is what the problem is with the Duet 5. And so, you know, we point all this stuff out so that you know if for whatever reason you jump back from beta today or you had a critical error and you know, used a USB recovery and you're not sure why you're back on 118, everybody's back on 118. Or if you hadn't taken the update and today was your day and you're like, I'm going to go ahead and hit that update button. I thought you said 119 was coming. Well, that's the explanation for all those people that are running into those problems. And so with millions and millions of Chromebooks out there, undoubtedly, there are probably thousands of people right now trying to figure out what's going on with this. And so it seems like a multi-pronged problem that so far, as of right now, we don't exactly have an answer to. So in real time, I'm going to check.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Twitter,
let's see
quick, or X.
Hop just over to make X, sure. There could previously be, known as Twitter.
There could be a reply already.
Elon on Joe Rogan last 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Dang, no, that was Halloween, so that was a month ago.
Yeah, nothing.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Nothing yet.
Okay. Elon constantly was referring to it as X, formerly known as Twitter.
It's almost what you got. Like, it's becoming more and more known. Like,
yeah.
I feel like more people are saying X.
And, well, and you and just have to say, X. I have to get used to saying a post on X instead of a tweet.
Yeah.
Just say post. It's a post on Facebook. Yeah. We don't say it's a
book on
a
Facebook.
Bookie.
It's a facey.
It's a facey over on Facebook. Twitter somehow. Man.
Twitter, I mean.
They had that.
And that's part of what, I don't want to get off on a diatribe about X, but just like, that's part of what I'm like.
The brand cachet
I
you had
you
there.
You bought it and you wanted to do something different with it, but you could have done something else, I think.
Well, X, you know, goes way back to, PayPal before it was PayPal was X.com.
Yep.
And so he wanted to just
got
bring
Space
that back.
X and
SpaceX and.
He likes X.
Model X. And, yeah. Starship X.
I said X. X. He likes X. I realized how that came out. Man, they like sex.
I didn't hear it until you just.
People are like,
"What?
What does that have to do with anything?" I mean, I like it too, but I don't care about the letter X.
I thought this podcast is clean.
Hey, it is. Sex is natural, children.
That's right, for anybody listening. So anyone that's having these, maybe notice that these features are gone, they can just keep using their Chromebook as is.
Yeah, a power wash will bring them back from what I can tell, or you can wait for them to come back
and then
with an update if you wanted to. It's not like it's going to break your Chromebook. And then anybody who's concerned, like, and maybe you should be. I don't think it's like a security issue, or Google clearly would have come out and said something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 119 may have some issues, and, you know, I don't want you to lose your work or, you know, your Chromebook to freeze up in the middle of you doing something.
Weird happen, yeah.
If that's of concern to you, the way to get back, maybe we should write a post about this too. The easiest way to revert your version is just go into your settings under About Chromebook, where it tells you what version you're on. Down at the bottom, there's more details, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Click on it. You can change your channel to beta or dev, whatever you want to do. Change it to one of the other channels. Let the entire update process happen. Once that's done, do the same process, go back to stable. And it's going to ping the server that the updates are on. So it's going to ping for 118. It will reintroduce 118 to your device. It will wipe your device. Anytime you move backwards through channels, it wipes your device. Do that. It's going to take you back. Just, you know, do whatever you need to do with your locally saved files. And it'll take you back to 118. So it might take you 15 minutes to do this total, between downloading two updates and installing them, but that will get you back to 118, kind of safe and secure, for right now. 118 went through its issues too, obviously, but clearly they got them ironed out and everybody got onto 118 right before 119 came out. So, if you're concerned about those kind of things, and I don't know if you do work where you've got large files that only save every so often, or you use a certain app that, you know, can be finicky with saved files or whatever, where crashes could cause you to lose work, I would maybe say, like, it probably be worth backing your stuff up and going back to 118 for now, because they wouldn't be doing this. They wouldn't have pulled it from the server if there wasn't something pretty critical wrong. Like, they don't just do it, just be like, who cares? Let's just take it back to 118.
In the time that we've been covering all of this, I would say it's happened
on a wide scale basis like this, not very, a couple times.
Two, three times maybe.
Yeah.
I do remember the one time whenever I think they actually pushed an update.
Yeah,
there was an update that showed up on your
reversion, basically.
Yeah, there was an update that showed, but it actually took you back.
It becomes messy because the way that Chrome OS updates work, when you move back, they can't verify that everything that you have on your device will work with the older version, so that it always wipes your device when you move backwards. And so the minute you push an update to something backwards, unless there's something that pops up to tell people, hey, we're going to delete everything on this device, that's very hard to do. When you push an update forward, and they take the update and all their stuff's still there, so it's not a big deal. But the minute you start deleting everything, and they're gonna have to re-sign back into the Chromebook, like, it's when you go back a channel, like, you're starting fresh, rewriting the image to the device, so it's very difficult for them to go and do a forced reversion, and I don't think that they'll do that. But like I said, there are ways to get back to 118 if 119 starts rearing its head and causing you issues on the device that's your main device to get work done on.
So if someone's on 119, they've noticed that Chromebook Plus features are gone, if they're on a device that got the upgrade, or they bought a Chromebook Plus device and they are trying to just get back to 18 to get kind of stable and secure, a power wash would not do that.
No.
They need to do this.
Yeah, power wash. Yeah. So what a power wash is going to do is basically it's going to erase everything locally, but it's not going to rewrite your disk image. So whatever image is on there is going to stay. No different than if you were on beta and you power washed, you'll stay on beta because that's the disk image that you have. So the only way to move to another disk image is through an update or moving channels.
Yeah.
And again, when you move forward, Google knows, hey, when we go from 119 to 120, for instance, we know that everything that works in 119 will work in 120. We made sure before we made the update. But going from 119 back to 118, there could be things that you have in place that certain files rely on that aren't a thing in 118. And so if all your files are there, and then those files start causing problems. So when you move back, it rewrites the disk image with the image and you start from scratch. So.
And this is why a lot of enterprise and EDU devices are normally an update behind, you know, they're normally behind.
And if you go and look at the Chromium Dash, which keeps up with all the updates and the timing of all of them, you'll see the 120 is a long-term update. And so that's what a lot of enterprise people will stay on that stuff. So they'll update way less frequently because they'll wait to make sure, like, they're not going to take that update till it's ultra stable. You know, obviously 119 is not that. And if you push everybody to stuff and then you got to revert, and like, this would be a mess if you had a thousand Chromebook fleet.
I'm imagining a fleet of Chromebooks and they're everyone, please back up all your stuff. There's an issue. Yeah. We're going to have to go back.
It's a pain in the butt. So you want to do long-term, you know, updates to where you're not taking them as often. I don't even know if they might even be a version or two behind or something. I don't know how they, like when that new one comes out, even if you do it once a quarter, how do you know for sure? Or maybe it's like as a milestone, the Chrome OS team makes sure that this update is ultra stable
before it comes out. Yeah.
And maybe we'll start, now that we have that in place, we'll start seeing this more often, that the updates that precede those ultra stable updates might be a little more flaky than the ultra one, because they're really, really what they're working on is 120. Everything in the way maybe is 119 should have worked, but as long as 120 is stable, we're good. I don't know. I'm guessing on that. I'm not really sure. But yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's they move fast. You know, 4 week updates, man. It's just,
and again,
sometimes it's going to be the way things are.
I think it's important to reiterate. You know, we are Google fanboys. Like, we are bloggers excited about this OS and these devices, and that's the gospel we preach and we love it. But at the same time, we have to talk about problems when they come up. And this one is a big enough issue that there's people out there that are noticing, hey, what the heck happened? What happened to my Chromebook that I just bought this new new Chromebook Plus, and what's going on? And
yeah, especially this time of year, it's a little
It's not great. It's like, I don't love that.
I really hope an iterative update or 119 re-pushes within the next couple of weeks before like Christmas and stuff, before people are going to be unpacking their devices. Now again, the good part is that person unpacks their device, it takes its update during the setup process, and it's on 118, and they're none the wiser. So it's not that big of a deal.
Sure.
They're not going to get 119 and then have to do a reversion or nothing like that. But, you know, there's some of the stuff, material you, to me, in 119, like the overhaul of Chrome browser, especially for people that are coming from Windows, maybe.
Yeah.
That had material you in Chrome.
Yeah.
And now they get their Chromebook out, and they're like, why does Chrome look old on my Chromebook?
Isn't this a Chromebook? Yeah, your article that you wrote did well. So
yeah, and it's a cool, like, it looks good. Like, I love the way it looks, and so I'm really hoping they can iron this out, get that update out before December 25th. I know there are other gift-giving holidays, but in the U.S., that's primarily the time people are going to be unwrapping and logging into new Chromebooks. And so it'd be really nice if, especially the Chromebook Plus stuff, I really want that to be ironed out too, because that honestly is way more concerning to me than the 118, 119 thing. Like,
yeah, that,
because we're not going to get those new, like, the AI features and stuff are not going to probably come till 2024. That's just the way it is. I was hoping they'd show up by the end of the year, but it looks like I looked at the official post from Miletus, you know, and he said in 2024. So for the AI stuff, that'd be a really cool thing to have out for people when they unbox a Chromebook and they're walking through and it's like, here's how you can use AI on your Chromebook. Like, that'd be great. But it's not going to be here. So
we're just not there yet.
The only Chromebook Plus things, with Chromebook Plus getting all the marketing love, the only Chromebook Plus things on your Chromebook are those camera tricks and those wallpapers and screensavers. Yeah. So for them not to be there, it just looks bad. Like, it's not going to hurt anybody. It's not like, oh man, they're not going to be able to get their work done on this. But they probably saw an advertisement about this stuff, and why isn't this here? Well, because it's on Chrome OS 118, and part of that was the 119 thing. Like, no one's going to understand any of that stuff. So I really hope they can sort it all out by Christmas Day. And while they're at it, hopefully they can sort out the Duet 5 issue as well, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people getting that Chromebook too. And maybe wondering like
that and the three has still been on sale.
Is this the newest version? Like, no, I'm sorry.
You're actually a few behind. Yeah. Sorry. I was about gonna say three,
but now you're only two.
Yeah.
I literally good news for two of owners.
I was gonna say three and I was like a few technically. Yeah, it's you know, I kind of see things a lot of times from the branding and kind of PR side of things, and you know, this billboard in Times Square is incredible, and you're promoting Chromebook Plus, and there's ads, and Chromebook Plus is getting this marketing push, and I know this is hopefully just a very small hiccup within that larger, you know, this larger kind of campaign they're in, but for right now, it's a problem.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
It's one they don't need to have. Like I said, I'd rather them pause figuring out 118, 119, just make sure that Chrome OS Plus or Chromebook Plus stuff isn't disappearing. Like, make sure that that's not a thing.
Because, I mean, we've been talking about it. We've been talking about Chromebook Plus for since it was
first week of October.
Since the first week of October.
I mean, we've been talking about Chromebook Plus as a whole thing for since summer.
Right, you know? And these features and in the, you know, all of the devices that got the upgrade, and we've, you know, this, we've said it on this podcast several times. This is the new thing. This is what we're going to be talking about for a while. And we're recommending these devices because they're fantastic Chromebooks.
Yeah. I mean, there was a part in your video. I mean, I wrote the script, but there's a part in your video where you wisely
said. It's mine. I was on camera.
You wisely said.
It's mine.
You know, there's not one.
That's mine now.
there's not just one
Louis
thing.
Louis C.K., if anybody catches that.
Fantastic little bit he did. Monopoly.
All of
kids.
This. It's mine. Everything now. You've worked towards.
It's mine now.
That's mine now.
But, you know, in that script, there's, you know, a spot where we're trying to communicate. Like, it'd be nice if there's one thing to be like, here's what you look for, and your Chrome, it's a good Chromebook. It's not that simple, no. But we're getting there. Like, it was a little sidebar, like, yeah, but we're getting there with Chromebook Plus.
Helps.
Like,
helps a lot.
And you realize in these conversations why Google's doing it. Like, Chromebook Plus, it's like, buy any of those. You want a bigger, smaller, touchscreen, non.
Just pick one. Pick the one that's the right size and form factor for you.
And then move on and know that you're going to get a solid experience. So that is nice with Chromebook Plus. And so, you know, it's going to continue to be advertised. It's going to continue to be a thing that comes up in conversation, that comes up in recommendations, all that kind of stuff. So, like, that has to, it just has to be fixed. It just has to be fixed.
Yeah.
Period. So I know. Hopefully they're on it.
I know we said we were going to stay on one topic, and we are, but one quick sidebar on Chromebook Plus. What happens? So, like, right now we have our standards for processors, right? We have, here are the ones that are the best, okay? Those devices are getting the Chromebook Plus branding as of right now. In 3 years, even 2 years, that AMD Ryzen might not be pushing the way that the new ones are, but that's still going to be a Chromebook Plus branded device.
Yeah.
Is the hardware requirement and the standard going to, like, somehow evolve with this, or is it just that, like, at that time that was? Do you see what I'm saying? Does this make sense?
I think their whole point is like, hey, the processors in here are good enough to do what we need to do, and we're going to hold ourselves to that. So, you know, they realize like the lowest end of the Chromebook Plus is the Ryzen 3 7320 and the 12th gen i3 N305. Like, those two are, they're neck and neck. They're about the same. And they're plenty fast. But they will be the ones that cause the bottleneck a few years down the road. But I think what's going to happen is new Chromebook Plus features won't come out until the least common denominator can handle it.
That's right.
That's all they'll do.
That's right.
And
I remember
that. They're shackling themselves to that a little bit, but there's no other way to do that. And so, you know, everybody got excited when we moved to 10-year update cycles. It's like, wow, we're going to get updates for a decade on these Chromebooks. And I'm like,
it's kind of holding us back a little bit.
It will.
It is just, for sure.
It's gonna cause things to move a little slower sometimes on certain things. It just depends on what those, like, we don't know what those future Chromebook Plus updates will be. Like, there's no way for us to know. So
I'm just, you know,
the
in
AI
my head,
stuff. I can't wait
in,
for that.
In
stuff,
my head, but I'm just thinking of all this GAI stuff. Like,
yeah, and ultimately, if that's it, then, like, A lot of it's not going to require a ton more process for what they're trying to do. Like, they're not trying to get, you know, generative. What does AGI stand for? It's artificial general intelligence, I think is what it is.
Yes.
Because there's generative AI.
And then
generative AI is kind of what we got right now, where it can, you can feed it some stuff and it can kind of come up with some answers. Artificial general intelligence is it can reason for itself, which is scary as hell. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to get AGI on Chromebooks anytime soon.
No.
Because it requires a just crap ton. Like, that's a server-side thing. So Chromebook Plus might get it, but it won't require their hardware to do anything.
Right.
It'll require connection to Google servers to do that kind of stuff down the road when, you know, Terminator 2 begins.
Well, I mean, this actually right now, what you're listening to right now, folks, is actually, this is all AI. We're
not even here.
We're
hitting golf balls, actually.
We created the Chromecast AI. We prompted it.
Create an episode. It's the one that came up with this single
topic. It came up with this whole idea. It was like looking at your data, analyzing all of your episodes. Here's what you need to do. And then we prompted it and just said, make an episode about... Honey just heard something. Make an episode about this, and it just did it.
It did.
All right.
Just kidding.
Easy enough. Now, that is not true. You are getting our authentic and real human...
Organic, baby.
Human, real opinions.
Skin
here,
bags.
Folks. That's right. We're just a old bag of bones over here. AI's coming
meat
for
sacks.
Us, but for now... but for now, we're hanging in there. All right, folks. Well, that's it for this one. That's our topic. We're going to come back
at you. That's our topic, and we're sticking to it.
And we're sticking to it. We're going to be coming back at you next week with maybe two episodes. I think that's the plan. We'll try to do two next week of... You know, two topics. We love podcasting. This is so much fun. We want to do it more often and make it easier. And sometimes when we know that we have to sit down for an hour and a half.
Yeah, by the time
it takes a whole takes a whole morning or afternoon. So
this is
it. This is the new normal. Deal with it.
Hope you like it. Just kidding. Really hope you like it.
Yeah, hope you like it. For sure. All right, folks. We appreciate you all for real tuning in. And if whatever platform you're listening, I think she hears the skateboarder outside.
There's some skateboarders outside.
That's what it is.
If you're hearing my dog,
she
tries to sound real big.
I was just saying, whatever podcast platform you're listening on, make sure to follow us so that you get future episodes. But we appreciate you all tuning in and listening, and we'll catch you all in the next one. See ya. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. You can find show notes over at chromeunboxed.com/podcast. And if you want to stay up to date with everything that's happening in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS, make sure to check out our website, chromeunboxed.com, and follow us on social media by searching for @ChromeUnboxed. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.